News, I'm Liz Palka. Chinese security forces have been spotted conducting exercises across the border with Hong Kong. Reuters' Grace Lee has more on how the United States is responding to the developments.
Earlier on Wednesday, the U.S. State Department said it was deeply concerned after reports of Chinese paramilitary forces moving close to the Hong Kong border. Satellite images showed dozens of vehicles, including what seemed to be armored personnel carriers in the city of Shenzhen. That's fueled speculation that the military might intervene. China has called Hong Kong's protest movement near terrorism, following 2 days of intense standoffs at the city's airport. On the other hand, Trump has come under fire from Congress and elsewhere for not taking a stronger line on Hong Kong and for calling them riots that were China's matter to solve. The United States has urged Hong Kong's government to respect freedom of speech and has also issued a travel advisory urging caution when visiting the city.
Meanwhile, President Trump says a trade agreement with China could be delayed until it reaches a humane resolution with Hong Kong's pro-democracy demonstrators. He even suggested he could personally broker an agreement between Beijing and the dissidents. That report was brought to us by Reuters' Grace Lee. Stock markets in Japan fell Thursday, but not as drastically as the plummets experienced by U.S. markets a day earlier. Tokyo's Nikkei index closed down 1.2% Thursday. U.S. market futures pointed to slight gains, rebounding from Wednesday's trading that sent the Dow Jones Industrial Average, Standard & Poor's 500, and the Nasdaq all down 3%. Two medical workers affiliated with the Syrian American Medical Society were killed Wednesday in an attack in northwestern Syria. More on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. Prime Minister Narendra Modi of India defended his controversial decision to strip the Indian part of the disputed region of Kashmir of its semi-autonomous status Thursday. In a speech marking the country's independence, Modi said the old arrangement encouraged corruption and nepotism while creating an unjust environment for women, children, and tribal communities. The Indian-controlled section of the majority Muslim Himalayan region has been under lockdown since August 4th. The UN Security Council is expected to hold a closed-door meeting Friday on the situation in Kashmir. Guatemala's president-elect Alejandro Jamate says he wants to make changes to an immigration agreement made between his country and the United States. Jamate says Guatemala does not have the resources to care for asylum seekers from other countries, as required by the deal made in July between outgoing President Jimmy Morales and President Trump. As VOA's Zlatica Hoek reports, this comes as U.S. leaders remain focused on immigration.
U.S. top Democratic lawmaker Nancy Pelosi visited several Central American countries, including Guatemala, last week to explore causes of migration and look for ways to ease them.
How we could work together to have Guatemala be a place where people want to stay.
Trump has said the U.S. asylum system has been widely abused by migrants.
Asylum abuse also strains our public school systems, our hospitals and local shelters.
The Trump administration also introduced a rule this week that makes legal immigration harder for people who require public assistance. Critics say the new rule is discriminating against poor people. Zlatica Hoek, VOA News, Washington.
Rights advocates have already announced they will challenge the new rule in court. Police in the U.S. city of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, made an arrest after an hours-long shootout left 6 officers injured. The suspect was arrested just after midnight Thursday. The officers shot have non-life-threatening injuries. 2 police officers were trapped inside the house with the gunman for more than 4 hours before being safely evacuated. Philadelphia Police Commissioner Richard Ross said during a news conference, he has nothing but praise for the SWAT team members and their actions.
The manner in which they got those officers out who were trapped and those other civilians that were trapped was just amazing to me.
The situation began Wednesday when an officer went to the address to serve a search warrant. We have more international headlines for you on VOAnews.com. Go there for the very latest. I'm Liz Palka, VOA News.
Best music today.